Okay. This will take just a sec. So these are... No, this may take 35 minutes. So on the game management unit boundaries, we have a specific WAC for each region. We only needed to address two regions on this three-year package, the game management units in Region 1 and Region 5. And so in 232.28.331, which applies to Region 1, it's simply a bookkeeping thing. We're clarifying a boundary which has an intersection between two roads, and it was a confusion between, is it this intersection or is it that intersection? It was causing some confusion for our hunters and putting them in situations that they didn't need to be in, and it was frustrating our enforcement folks as well. And so the proposed change is to address that confusion make that boundary more enforceable. And then 232.28.335, that's the WAC that applies to Region 5. This is the boundary changes that would make it possible for us to do the general season in the Margaret unit. So we've got some proposed changes that it would move a small portion of land from 524 to 522. I think it's about 4 square miles. This strip of land has been problematic for us and the U.S. Forest Service for a long time because it's part of the Mount St. Helens National Monument. The U.S. Forest Service manages it. It's a tiny little postage stamp that that they deem a sensitive area, and so they've always signed it and tried to keep folks out of it, but it has been an enforcement issue for us and the Forest Service. And so previously, this is what the boundary, or currently this is what the boundary looks like. We're proposing to move the boundary to here, put this little strip of land into the Lewitt. The Lewitt is just got a little bit of special permit hunting going on. That's the mud flow hunts that we have. And this, if adopted, would be the general season part of the Margaret. And then, as I showed you earlier today, this would be the Noroye Pass elk area. And this would now live in Lewitt, which would make enforcement and people management a lot easier, a lot better. Oh, I have.